Welcome to a new episode of We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen as host. Today is August 20th, 2022. I'm your host, Dan Hennen. We'll be covering today current events. It'll be a catch-up episode. Just returned from vacation. We've got some catching up to do. Lots in the news. We're going to go back several weeks and get the listeners caught up. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program, and as always, we will start out with a prayer. To our Father God Almighty, the creator of all things, we humbly submit ourselves and this show to you in the name of Yeshua, your Son, and our Messiah. I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording, show, and every listener right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, all families, and this great nation of America. I continue to scramble the devices of the enemy that wish to come against this broadcast in the name of Jesus, Yeshua. Please, Father God, anoint every listener right now, where they are, as they tune into the show. Touch them with your beautiful presence. God bless each and every one of them. Keep them and protect them as they tune in to the truth provided by you, the truth, the life, and the way. Thank you. And we pray in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's get started here. Lots going on. It's been an active summer. An active summer in the news. Now, we still have this election fraud hanging out there. It never seems to end. Folks say there's no election fraud. Other folks say there is. Well, now, we've got primaries in Michigan. This was announced, this came out in the news July 25th. There was a primary in Michigan where a news channel posted by accident the results of the Republican primary that wasn't scheduled to be voted on until the following week. Whoops. Now we keep seeing more of these things. Things scheduled and posted ahead of time. Things posted where they shouldn't have been. I don't know, once again, how in the world something like this would ever be done. This is in a primary. But, interesting. More human remains found in Lake Mead. You know, that lake keeps getting lower and lower. And this was announced July 26th. Another body. Very interesting. Now let's go to News of the Weird. July 26th, Swedish scientists recommend eating dead humans to combat climate change. No, I did not stutter. Eating dead humans to combat climate change. And this is the world we're living in now. Up is down, left is right, right is wrong. Everything's backwards. Completely goofy. To combat climate change? Are you kidding? Now check this out. Dr. Fauci, our friend, on a news report on July 25th, he says, I did not recommend locking anything down regarding COVID. They said, well, you locked everything down. Why did you do that? He said, I never recommended locking anything down. He actually said that. Now, if we go back to October 2020, he said clearly, I recommended to the president that we shut the country down. So once again, propaganda is based on the fact that people have short-term memories. But if you keep looking up these things and you have a long-term memory, you can see how many lies there are. The typical person, the average civilian watching the news, forgets things. In a 5 to 6 day news cycle has already forgotten things. And so we've got shows like this that bring up what was said on one day versus the other. It's astonishing, actually. Now, new information in Cass County, Michigan. They unanimously passed a motion to rescind the 2020 presidential election. Now, that's huge news. We know Michigan is part of the bad guys here, and they've got a lot of corruption there, but it's nice to know that Cass County unanimously passed a motion to rescind the 2020 election. So this is not the primaries for this year. This is the 2020 election from November 2020. They passed a motion to rescind it. Now, this is not the only one. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is not the only goofy county out there. They joined Maricopa County in Arizona, Reville County in Montana, and the Texas GOP. If you don't believe this, look it up. But July 27th, this came out. There's multiple counties and groups that are rescinding the election results. This is what should be on the front page news. But yet we never hear about it. An announcement came out on July 26th in Alberta, Canada, saying the leading killer of all deaths are currently from, quote, unknown causes. And so instead of identifying where the deaths are coming from, like in the past, like in normal years, the category called unknown causes has now taken the lead. It's now the leading killer in Alberta, Canada, unknown causes. Now, what do you think that is from? I'm guessing people taking the booster and the shot and the vaccination and the vaccine and everything else. Like we said, like we've screamed from the rooftops for a couple of years now, do not take the vaccine. It's going to end up killing you in return. Leading causes, unknown causes. They don't know what it is. Remember, it doesn't leave a trace either. It doesn't say you died. It doesn't show up on an autopsy that you died from taking the vaccine. Once again, it's a perfect for plausible deniability. The Twitter account was booted off of Twitter, called Conspiracy Bot, July 27th. That was a very good, a lot of followers there, a lot of a very good account to follow on Twitter was called Conspiracy Bot. Wasn't wild, woolly conspiracies, but the true ones, the correct ones. And boy, that account was really pushing some truth. Didn't last long enough, though, as they were booted off Twitter. July 21st, coming up to about a month ago, Trump files a defamation lawsuit against CNN. Now, the 21-page letter explaining it includes a 255-page exhibits of evidence. Now, if you get a chance to read the letter, that's fine. It's just the letter talking about the lawsuit. But if you really get a chance to delve into that PDF file, to download it and read over and judge for yourself the 255 pages of evidence where CNN has defamed President Trump over the years, all I can say is wow. That should be front page news. Now, we know Ukraine has been in the middle of a war, but President Zelensky and his wife appeared on the cover of a recent Vogue magazine. I mean, this is just how bizarre. They're posing for the cover of Vogue magazine in the middle of a war. I don't know how you can even make these things up. July 29th was the annual congressional baseball game. Republicans beat the Dems 10-0. I decided to add this here for the news just because it was interesting that the Dems are having a tough time getting anything right. They're failing so miserably. And I just wanted to point out that they lost 10-0 in 7 innings to the Republican congressional team. Just a piece of information, I guess. I found it intriguing. If you look on Wikipedia, the definition for the word definition has been altered. And so they're saying it's kind of a moving, the definition of something or the answer for something, like we've been saying, what is the definition of a vaccine? What is the definition of a booster shot? What are all the definitions of these things? And they can't give us right answers. Well, Wikipedia now says that it's a moving thing. It's a fluid answer that could change. I find this very interesting. Now this is also, once again, not in the news. But if the change in the definition of the word definition, vaccine, for example, in the past, there was one definition. You took it to prevent getting something. It didn't reduce the chances it prevented you from getting it. Also in the form of a vaccine, there was never a need for a booster or repeated booster shots. So once again, that's not a vaccine. So they got busted on that. Now they're changing the word definition for the actual definition of a word could be fluid and changing over time as more things become known. That's another form of propaganda, I'll tell you right now. Now, former attorney for Trump, Jenna Ellis was suspended from Twitter over her grooming comments. Information came out regarding a story about a teacher in school sharing her drag queen identity to her students. And Jenna Ellis basically said, you're grooming kids, you're grooming the children, you're a teacher. Teach the kids. Do not mention to them what you're doing outside of the classroom. That's not what they need to know. If you're a drag queen, you don't need to know that. The kids don't need to know that. They're elementary school kids. Now, I agree with this. Grooming, once again, it's just making it more, it's normalizing. It's normalizing something that's not normal, making it sound normal. So as the kids grow up, you're basically indoctrinating kids. So now they think that this is normal. Well, she got really attacked on Twitter. She was trending that day and then got suspended. She's back on now, but these are just simple quotes of grooming. That's a First Amendment issue to say that I believe, in my opinion, that what this teacher's doing is grooming kids. That's a fair statement. You can say that. And she just, they went after her. There is an FBI employee who was busy suppressing the Hunter Biden story. The whole Hunter Biden laptop story. Folks came forward to get this news out, to get the story out, to share the photos, the video of what they're finding on the laptop. An FBI agent was very active in making sure that this did not make the news at all. Well, this person now is a suspect in the Durham case, the John Durham case. And that case, that investigation is still ongoing. We don't hear about it in the news. They don't talk about it. But keep remembering, remember to follow the Durham case. That person now is under as an actual suspect now. Strange story. Ron DeSantis's sister was murdered in London. Ron DeSantis is the governor in Florida. He's been doing very good things, very popular, a very good patriot, very good patriot. Now, is it just coincidence that his sister is murdered in London? That's food for thought. I'm not saying that she is. I'm just saying, is it a coincidence or not? Biden made a big announcement of an airstrike on August 1st that killed El Zahrihi. Yep. That the big airstrike on August 1st killed this guy. Well, that's fine and good. Number one, it makes Biden look really good that he's, combating terror and doing these good things. Well, all it does is to take someone to look back to November 17th of 2020, where that same individual was killed by an airstrike then. The same one. Not just the same name. The same guy. This is the same story. So I think when stories come up like this, they're testing the gullibility of the general public to see if they're really eating up this stuff, if they're really believing it. Like I say, we're living in the Matrix, and it's so powerful that people believe the fake news. Now they're running stories within 18 months of each other that are exactly the same. And I think that's just a test, just to see, just to get a read of how good the propaganda is, how gullible the American public are. Same story, the airstrike. And that was on mainstream media, front page news, this big heroic Biden ordering the airstrike to kill this top official. Too much. Now, Twitter a couple weeks ago referred to all links of any article that was appearing on the Epoch Times as being marked as unsafe. So the Epoch Times, very good website, very good news, very good articles, very good stories. In other words, it's an independent source that puts out the truth because they're not mainstream. Well, there was a time if you clicked on any article on Twitter that was from their website, it came up with a warning message first reminding you that this is unsafe. Would you like to click okay to continue? Would you like to confirm going to this site as it may be unsafe? Well, they may got made aware of it, and Twitter said it must have been an accident. We didn't know about it. We're sorry for the inconvenience, but we fixed it. And once again, we all know there's no such thing as a coincidence. Epoch Times, very good site. July 30th, Biden tests positive for COVID again. It's just too much. July 30th, an interesting thing came up on Fox News. No more Trump on Fox News. They're not covering him at all. I'm not sure if this is true or not. This just made the news back on July 30th that they're not going to cover anything to do with President Trump. Now, we know Fox News may have some good individuals within their organization. But overall, they are still mainstream media. Fox News is still the bad guys. So, regardless of what that says, please turn off your TVs. Do not even watch Fox News. There's some individuals that are halfway decent working for Fox News. But that organization is also corrupt. It's also propaganda. The Coast Guard announced that they will now discharge any anti-COVID vaxxers without any hearings. Now, this quietly made the news on July 31st. Now, typically, if you're anti-COVID, anti-vaccine, sorry, or are opposed to taking the vaccine, you would at least have a chance to go through a hearing process to say if it's, you know, religious-related, medical-related, what's it relate to that you're deciding to not take the vaccine. Well, I guess that's out the window. No more hearings. They'll just simply discharge you. Really going down some bad, dark times we're living in. Dark times. Now, Congresswoman from Indiana named Jackie Walorski was killed in a car crash. If you look up the news, August 3rd, I'm not saying now this is interesting or coincidental or strange. It just was brought to my attention, and I wanted to mention it here on the news just to get it into the public record. August 3rd, Indiana congresswoman killed in a car crash. I'll leave that out there. January 6th committee is now going to get all the Alex Jones phone records from his lawyers. Now, he released them, or they released them, without Alex Jones's consent or by accident. The January 6th committee now got it. And when this was going on at the beginning of August, Alex Jones was trending on Twitter for two straight days. All because of this. And folks just think now that he is the worst of the worst. Now, is he funded by the Mossad currently today? The Israeli Mossad? I think so. I believe so. I believe that he is. Was he a good guy back in the day? Yes. But you got to watch what you listen to from Alex Jones. Non-conspiracy theorists will dump everyone who listens to Alex Jones all in a basket. He's a bad guy. And you guys are all nuts for believing him. But keep in mind, Alex Jones was right about a lot of things 10, 15 years ago. On August 4th, Dick Cheney says that Trump is the biggest threat in this country. So his daughter Liz is running for election. This was in an ad for his daughter Liz. He claims that Trump is the biggest threat to this country. Dick Cheney, speaking of threat, was so heavily involved in the events of 9/11. From a treason perspective, he should be himself hung in the public square. That's about as evil as they get is Dick Cheney. I wouldn't listen to anything he has to say. The View, the television show The View, settles with the Rittenhouse family for $22 million and issues a formal apology for Kyle Rittenhouse. This is another thing. Didn't make the news big time. Should have. But boy, what they did to Kyle Rittenhouse and The View is huge into propaganda. That is your big source for female television viewers, is those who watch The View. That is huge propaganda. So they went after him. Now they had to pay, hats off to Kyle Rittenhouse for pushing that forward to make sure this gets done. In Georgia, a couple was charged with making porn with their adopted son. This came out on August 7th. This is the parents are two males. So now we get into this grooming thing once again here, this whole LGBT. Two males are married or a spouse or a couple. They went in and adopted a child to raise as two fathers. And now it turns out they're using this poor individual in the making of porn. This took place in Georgia. But they're, sadly enough, they're adopted son, looks like, yep. Federal government made the news that they're going to be hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Well, it's another interesting thing. If you do the math here and divide this out, 87,000 by the 50 states, you know, how many are going to be hired in each of these locations and cities and states, IRS agents? Now, there may be a work shortage. There may be unemployment shortages. I do not believe that there's enough people to be agents in the IRS that even come close to that 87,000 number, just sitting at home twiddling their thumbs to try to get a new job here with the IRS. So I don't personally believe that number. Are they hiring a lot? That could be. Could certainly be the case. But that number, 87,000, is not realistic. You can do the simple math there and find out that that is not the case. So that was another propaganda story. FBI made big news executing a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago. So this was all over the news. This was all over Trump, bad, 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 orange man, bad FBI searches. And that was trending on Twitter for a couple of days straight. Frontline news, front page news. Cash Patel comes out the day later and says, remember, they're talking about classified documents that Trump had in his possession. Classified, meaning he's no longer the president. Why would he have classified documentation at his personal residence, at his home, at his residence? Cash Patel says, no, these classified documents that he had were already declassified. Declassified. But to use that as a guise to do this whole big stunt. Kind of reminds me of the Stone, where they went into Roger Stone's place and did this big, early morning raid on his home with amphibious units coming up from the back river and everything else. Pre-dawn raid. All this is for show. This is all for part of the movie that you're all watching. Later, it was announced that Biden himself just learned about the raid from watching the news. And he was unaware of it, didn't order it, didn't even know what was going on. That could be taken as, yes, maybe that was the case. He's not in control of anything. It could be very true that he didn't know what was going on. The other side is highly doubted that he was unaware of something of that magnitude. All it does is make him look good. So more than likely he was involved or behind it or ordered it. Now, Merrick Garland, another bad guy, black hat, is said days ago, he'll be seeking an indictment on Trump. Well, all of these things that have been trying to dig up dirt on Trump over the past 6 to 7 years have all failed. There's nothing. There is no dirt on Trump. They tried to impeach him. They tried to do everything they can to go after him. It's for common knowledge that there's nothing to get. There's nothing to be able to get any dirt on him. If so, it would have happened years ago. So this is another tall tale story, much like the Russia collusion. Now keep in mind that they went in there with that search warrant, and the son, Eric Trump, said himself that when they asked for the warrant, to see the warrant, when the FBI came in, they were not allowed to see the warrant, the search warrant. They also demanded that the security cameras be turned off while they did the searching. Well, if you ask me, and those are some very strange requests there. Why would you have the security cameras turned off when you're conducting a search? Why would that even be on your mind if your search is on the up and up? Very interesting. On August 10th, the entire Japanese government resigns. This is the federal government in Japan resigned. Keep in mind, last month, that who was the name of a man assassinated? Shizu Abe was assassinated last month. Now, this all ties together. There's big problems in Japan with the Unification Church tied back to the Moonies. A lot of things going on in Japan. And now, I think they were going to do some reorganization in the month of September. But now, here we are in August. And more backlash, and the entire group just steps down. Very, very interesting. That's all I've got for today. Eternal Affairs Media has exciting news. Every patriot knows who Mike Lindell is. He's been courageous in his fight to bring transparency to election fraud in the 2020 election. Our exciting news is this. We've partnered with Mike Lindell's MyPillow, and if you use promo code ETERNAL at MyPillow.com, you'll receive the latest best deals. Please support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code ETERNAL today. We now have Truth Premium on our website. For only $1.99 per month, you'll see less ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat $1.99 in support of the truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. Keep in mind there are many ways to support the truth. Thank you and God bless you to the following. One-time donations: Andy, Lisa, Reverend Dave, Marcy, Mark, Cherie. Truth Premium subscribers include Linda, David, Bruce, Gary, Dean, Sharla, Mary, Pamela, and Diana. And a big thanks to our Patreons, Alicia and Dan. Today's August 20th, 2022. My name is Dan. Thanks for listening. We trust.